Today we celebrate the baptism of Christ, and our lessons give us an opportunity to reflect on the meaning of baptism, particularly as it is rooted in Jesus' own baptism by John. Every baptism gives us an opportunity to rehearse the baptismal acclamations, to renew our own baptismal vows, and to celebrate the richness of the baptismal liturgy. The Paschal candle burns, as it does at baptisms and burials, to remind us that our life comes from God and that we are going to God. Matthew, Mark, and Luke all include the baptism of Jesus. They also labor to show Jesus' superiority to John. Luke provides few details for us about the baptism itself, but moves quickly to the revelation of God's confirming voice that immediately follows. There are three aspects to this revelation. First, the heavens were opened. In the cosmology of the time, the heavens protected the earth from the waters of chaos. The heavens were also the abode of God, so an opening in the heavens indicates the possibility of a theophany, a revelation or self-disclosure of God. One commentator reminds us, Jesus presented himself for baptism as an act of solidarity with a nation and a world of sinners. Jesus simply got in line with everyone who had been broken by the wear and tear of this selfish world and had all but given up on themselves and their God. When the line of downtrodden and sin-sick people formed in the hopes of a new beginning through a return to God, Jesus joined them. At his baptism, he identified with the damaged and broken people who needed God. At our own baptisms, we promise to seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving our neighbors as ourselves, and to strive for justice and peace among all people, and respect the dignity of every human being. We sometimes forget that the church is not a haven for saints, but a hospital for sinners. We are the damaged and broken people in line with Jesus, always making room for others to join us in that line. As he waited, was Jesus thinking of the journey before him, the new path that he would walk to show forth God's love? What about us? What new journeys will God be calling us to make this year? What strange and unfamiliar territory lies ahead of us? How can we be open to the unknown and follow where the Spirit leads? After he is baptized, Jesus prays. Jesus is not only coming to us sinners, he is coming to God in prayer. He will not undertake his public ministry of teaching and healing, trusting in his own power and abilities. The source of his strength will be beyond himself. The Holy Spirit will encourage him all the way, even when the way becomes difficult. We often think of prayer as a way of telling God what we need or think we need. We tend to be people of action, always ready to rush around and accomplish things. For Jesus, prayer seemed to be a time to wait in stillness and silence. At his baptism, Jesus heard a voice from heaven. We sometimes think if we could just hear such a voice, if God would just speak to us, we would know what to do, how to live, and what decisions to make. Our problem is that there are too many voices. Ours is a culture that calls out to us from every corner, the voices from work, family, friendship, and church, from the TV, the phone, and the internet. Sometimes there are just so many voices, we just want to shut our ears. Jesus' baptism set his life on a new course, a lifelong journey to share God's unconditional love with all people. As we read through this year of the Gospel of Luke, We will see how that surprising love opens up new vistas and new possibilities. We often think of our own baptisms as discrete moments, one-time events. In reality, the baptismal rite is only the beginning of the sacrament, which extends into every moment of life. Living into our baptisms is our lifelong journey. We are adopted as God's children and empowered by the Holy Spirit for ministry to carry Christ's light and love to all the dark and unlovely places of life. Let us pray. All praise and thanks to you, most merciful Father, for adopting us as your own children, for incorporating us into your holy church, and for making us worthy to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.